Welcome. You're listening to the Trip Hackers Podcast. Trip hacking lessons and stories from the road.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
You're listening to the Trip Hackers Podcast. And we are in...
Sounds like Italy.
Hello. We're in Kyoto, Japan, and it's a rainy morning, and it's very mellow, and yeah. I'm very peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like the shows aren't going to be as exciting anymore.
I know, we're too tranquil.
I know.
It's pretty here.
It's very pretty. And we haven't been doing shows the past couple days because we've been enjoying the tranquility of it. Mm-hmm. And then just relaxing. And it's been so nice.
Yeah.
But it's a rainy morning. And it's beautiful. The rain is beautiful here. I like the rain.
Because the leaves are still, there's a ton of, you know, leaves on the trees still. You know, it's not, you know, it's December, I don't know, what, 3rd?
Today, yeah, I think it's the 3rd or 4th
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and there's a lot of greenery. I would say it's more like our November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything.
So they're a little behind the fall.
But they're not behind, here. But no. They're behind.
Yeah, it's still beautiful.
I know.
And it's a little...
It's really pretty.
Weather-wise, it's we've been lucky. We've been good. We thought it was going to rain yesterday, so we carried an umbrella around all
the
day.
Only one in Japan carrying an umbrella.
Okay, so let's try to recap the last few days in Japan. Our last day in Tokyo, we went to, you want us to really try to pronounce some of the, you know, Asakiyaki Agio. Well, we came out of the train station and followed signs that said Electric City.
Yeah, it sounded cool.
It sounded very cool. And it's exactly what you think it was. You come out, and I mean, there's the giant Sega store and all the screens and all the chaos. It was the real technical fucking... A lot of younger kids, but a lot of the little shops and all the crazy, crazy just music everywhere, lights blinking constantly, even in the middle of the day. Like, it's not like we went at night during all the, you know, the rave heavy club stuff. It was the middle of the day and it was just sensory overload, chaos.
Oh, it was in the some of the little shops, they were packed over your head to each side. Yeah. You could barely walk down the aisles.
There weren't aisles.
Ridiculous.
It was just a storage closet full of stuff. So to the point where it's like you're in there and you're like, all right, I got to get out for a minute. Like, you got to go get air and then go back in.
Because the music, too, was so loud. And that was the hardest part.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't stand that. That's too much.
It kind of makes you feel sick. Like, the vertigo-y thing has been happening on and off. I have a theory that the entire island is just shifting. That there's too many people, and when everybody leaves work and then gets on the train to go home, the whole island tips a little bit. You don't think that's right?
That's a possibility.
I think that's right.
Well, we went in that area. We went to that one porn shop. And,
yeah, we went to a lot of, yeah.
And it was one of those things where you keep going up and up to the different levels. And we were trying to find some interesting, you know, porn to lay on the coffee table at home.
The shops are very small and tight, and then you take stairs up and up and up.
Tiny little stairs.
Yeah, it's more like six tiny little levels more than one expansive shop. And it gets tight, and then the higher up you go, the weirder the shit gets.
Yeah, and then remember the guy came over to me?
Yeah.
And he's like, men only. And
there
I'm like, oh, geez.
Different floors, like, you know, the third floor was for men, and then the fourth floor was for women. And
well, I thought it meant for men to go in there that wanted to see stuff for girls. I didn't know they meant men only.
Yeah.
It, you know.
For so, what? Just why? Because you couldn't see the stuff. And
that's
all
what
the,
I mean. It
the
didn't
rubber vaginas.
If it said men only, that meant no girls. But it said men's.
Yeah.
So
suggested like menswear, women's wear.
Right. Like the men's department.
Instead of shirts, it's rubber things to put on your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The porn's weird. It's very strange. The anime porn, it really creeps me out.
Yeah.
It's too much because it's not real people having sex. It's some fat guy in a studio drawing. Gross sex. Like, you're creating someone else's fantasy. I don't want to see that. So, yeah, that was strange. Electric City was weird. Where did we eat? What did we get to eat? God,
I don't even remember.
So much has happened. We don't remember.
It's all been good. You know, I thought there would be a lot more raw fish. I mean, they do put fish into places that you don't expect, but not as, you know, but basically everything tastes really good, and I haven't had a problem.
I haven't had anything. There was a couple things.
Yeah, that, just a few things.
The sponge thing you were talking about, and there's a few things that you didn't know what they were, but...
But they keep it separated, so it's in its own little, like, container, and then you stick your chopstick in there, and you taste it, and it's like, I didn't expect that.
Yes. I think the best meal we've had so far has been the one here in the hotel, one of the restaurants in the hotel. Because this, well, not this hotel. Was it this hotel? It was this hotel. I'm confused because, all right, the Kyoto hotel we're in, we haven't talked about that at all.
How did we get here? We spent half a day in Tokyo. We went to Electric City
and went to all the shops. Oh, I got a Han Solo frozen in carbonite piggy bank. It really has nothing to do. It's made in China. It has nothing to do with being here. It's just I saw it and I liked it.
You wanted that
and it
so
was
bad.
Cheap. And it you was converted. Cheap. It was like, I don't know, it was like $7 or something. Anyway. And we got some presents for the kids and for the family.
Yeah, that was cool. We made it back. We had a late checkout time of 2 o'clock, which isn't normal, but because, you know, we're members.
We're preferred members.
Yes. They let us check out at 2.
How do we get to that? How do we get so preferred? Why do we get so pampered? What did we do to deserve this?
Well, usually when you sign up for the credit card, there's always perks with it. And for that case, because we were not even the credit card. In some cases, when you go to the hotel online and sign up and get the rewards number, that's enough to give you some of these perks too. You don't even have to get the credit card.
That's cool.
So definitely want to get the anytime you're staying. Hoops. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, but it's totally worth it because we got a late checkout time at 2 o'clock, which we barely made. Ran up to the room, ran into the hotel, went up, packed up really, like we had everything out. Like, all our clothes, everything, the bathroom stuff, the podcast stuff. We had a friggin' radio studio set up in the room. Broke it all down in, like, 3 seconds and packed up and ran out of there.
Yeah, because we didn't expect to stay out to even... I'm like, let's go out. Let's leave everything. Let's go have breakfast. Let's kind of get on the subway, get off somewhere, take our time. And I kind of picture we'd be back at noon.
Yeah, no, there's no planning.
It didn't matter.
Electric City... sucked us up into its bright lights and weird porn.
It was cool.
And we couldn't get out of there.
So we did that, and then we took the shuttle to the subway, train.
Yeah, we got to the train.
And got to Kyoto.
Was it an immediate, a direct? No, we had to switch over somewhere, or was it straight from Tokyo to Kyoto? It was a long train ride. It was a long train ride through... the countryside, or what we'd presume to be the countryside. Mm-hmm. You had different expectations of what Kyoto was going to be.
Oh my God. It's like another city again.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
Like, this whole place is... the train is like, you know, you're going through, and there's some woods, and there's a lot of mountains, and a lot of countryside, and it started dispersing more into, like, little villages. Mm-hmm. To where you'd be going through these mountains, and then all of a sudden there's a little corridor, like a little valley... of a tiny, tiny village of people that have probably lived there. There's probably just been one family living there for thousands of years.
Right.
And that's their little thing, and they never leave. And they're farmers, and they live, you know, that's amazing. I would like to just go into one of those and see what it's like. Mm-hmm. We probably wouldn't be welcomed.
Well, the mountains, there's always mountains and greenery, and then all the houses or the cities in the middle.
Yeah, and then you'd come along another mountain, and then all of a sudden there's skyscrapers, and there's a massive city, like friggin' Cleveland, just and just pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was bigger than I thought, because I'm like, okay, we're leaving the big city of Tokyo, and we're heading to Kyoto. I pictured, you know...
little village.
Yeah, little tiny village and fishing and the houses that you see in the movies, like in Godzilla, where they're on the mountainside and really kind of pretty, but...
We passed those on the way to Kyoto.
Right. Yeah. Most of the houses seem more functional. Definitely more cities, more packed in, more populated. I mean, it's Japan. I'm saying I'm surprised there's so many people.
It's populated, but it's not as quaint and old farmer villagey
as I
thought. We passed through all that to get here. I mean, you know, to get to Kyoto.
Yeah.
And
we get off the subway station here.
And it was like there's a big tower, and it's like we were just in Tokyo. It was like we were back in Electric City. Right. Bright lights, flashing things, crazy kids, techno music. We're like, what the hell? So it was pretty packed. We got a cab to the Westin. Mm-hmm. And we came into the a normal hotel lobby, very classy, very, you know, artsy, mm-hmm. and cool. And then the girl is pushing our luggage on the little thing, like, out. And then she leads us, and they're doing the holy... Out of the hotel. We go outside, and I turn around to you and smile, and go, oh, where are we going? And then we go through all these paths, and we're in, like, a bungalow. Yeah. In a classic Japanese-style room, which is what you wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is totally what I wanted. I didn't even know for sure we were going to get it. You know, these are on points, and I just, you know, requested it, and they upgraded us to this.
Imagine my security when we show up, and I'm like, what are we going to, and you just shrug, I don't know. They might have given us, we might be sleeping on the roof.
When you're a member, you can upgrade yourself automatically if you want to, you know, put in the extra dollars or the extra points, but I like to go the cheapest, use the least amount of points to spread them out, and the worst case is we'd be in a beautiful hotel and a normal room with normal beds and normal everything, and it would still be free. But I always request it, or they upgrade us automatically. We were upgraded at the last hotel, too, and we didn't have to pay it.
Place. Yeah, it wasn't complete Japanese style.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like as we're doing this podcast, we're sitting on the ground. We're sitting on two pillows on the ground. The mic is clipped to a little table on the ground. Everything is teeny on the ground. Tiny. Everything is teeny tiny and very low, which I like, but I'm big. I feel like a big monster.
I like
and this,
it.
I don't fit anywhere.
We definitely are big for this.
Yeah. I'm too big for this town.
No. Oh,
my God. We come out, and it's all, we're back in the woods, and it's just beautiful, and we come in, and the sliding paper doors, mm-hmm, and the bed's on the ground, and everything.
And the mat.
What is this floor called?
I don't remember what it's called, but had a name.
Get some of it. It feels good. You have to take your shoes off before you come in the room. Yeah. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it feels good on the feet. And
the
it's
tub
smooth.
Is,
okay, the tub I'm going to get to. The tub's a whole thing. I'm a changed man. I'm surprised I'm not doing this from the tub. I'm not. I don't. You always
never
tell me, you know, take a bath. Like if I'm saying my back's hurting or something, you say take a bath.
I take a lot of baths. Yeah. Especially in the winter.
Bath salts, it's good for the skin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm a man. I don't take a bath. I wash my dick standing up. Damn it. And, but here, the bathtub is not... It's not a normal... It's not a porcelain bathtub. Right. It's a... What
cedar.
Would you say? Probably
it's a
like
cedar tub.
Three by three.
3 feet by... Yeah, 4 feet.
Just a box. It's just it's a cedar wooden box, but it's very deep. It's got to be at least like 3.5 feet deep, mm-hmm, too. And you just fill that shit up, and then you sit in Indian style, and the water comes up to your shoulders, and it's so warm, and I haven't taken a bath since I was a little kid.
And so, you're not squished in there,
no,
like you
not.
Can, you know, move around.
It's
is rectangular, because you can turn the one direction and
it's
stretch
a little tighter,
out further.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've been soaking in that every night, because we walk so much, and then we sit on a train, and the travel, it's just everything is wreaking havoc on my fat white man body. I can't lug all this shit around. And just my back is killing me, and then you just soak in the tub, and it's like, it's hard to get out. And
it's beautiful. So it's in a little room, too, where there's a shower right there.
Yeah.
And
it's weird. It's like the shower is the room. I was very confused. Like, there's no shower. It's just...
It's just open.
The door is like a... Like
shower
an old
door.
Door. No, it's like an old door to like a school. It's like
well,
a
no.
classroom door.
No, it's a weird door, but it's meant to be like the shower door so that everything doesn't go everywhere. So you go in and you take your shower. That's where you wash your hair, you use your soap, you do everything outside.
Yes, you don't use soap in the cedar bathtub. That's a Japanese custom, and it says it on the wall.
Yeah, it says it on the wall.
You have to put it in English because,
you
know, we would just fill it up with bubble baths and rot all the wood and...
And because it's in the same room that you sort of take the shower, and there's a really pretty window in there, too, with the neat accents, and you can fill the tub all the way up, and it can overflow over, and it's just kind of goes where the shower would have went anyway, so you don't have to worry about, like,
making
dripping.
A mess.
Yeah, making a mess.
It's just a big wet room. It's just, you
it
do whatever
is.
You want. But you shower, you soap up, you wash all the stank off you. Yeah. It's definitely like, we were smelly because it's walking and the sweating. Because it's cold here, right? Like we said, it's like our fall. It's cold. It's chilly. But then when you go into a train or a store or a restaurant.
Which you are constantly.
They're cranking the heat.
Yeah, it
is.
It's too extreme.
It's not even like they keep it a little warm. Like you walk in and it's cranked and you're just immediately sweating.
Yeah. And I noticed like for us, we're walking more. We're outside more. We don't have a specific destination. We're kind of, so we have to dress warmer.
Yes.
And I see everyone else is dressed definitely a little lighter because they have lighter coats, but I think they're on a, it's like, okay, I just worked today and I'm going to walk 5 minutes to lunch and then I'm going to walk 5 minutes to Subway.
This little walk. Yeah. Me and you are walking outside. Country. We should have gotten one of those little monitor things.
Yeah.
The little clicky things that tells you how far, like, because we've been pretty much nonstop walking, except for a few train rides here and there the entire time. We have destinations we want to get to, definitely, when we look at the map and but a lot, especially in Kyoto the first day, we just started walking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we walked out of the hotel and there's paths and there's like hiking trails behind our hotel that went in a lot deeper than I expected.
Oh yeah.
Like, we pretty much climbed a mountain. Because we got to the top and looked out and you could look over the whole city and then see all the mountains in the distance. Yeah. Everything has mountains in the background. Everywhere you look, there are mountains
it's
in the background.
Really pretty. And once we left the subway station and came to the hotel, it was probably a 10-minute cab ride.
Yeah.
It wasn't far. And it's not like tall buildings and super city. It was, you know.
Yeah, that was definitely the main train station. We came out in the hub and I'm just like,
there's
the
mall
is this?
And there's this. Yeah. So we're in, you know,
McDonald's and a Starbucks.
We're more on the outskirts where our backyard is just full of trees and shrubs
like a quaint
and it's gorgeous.
Village, but it's still not like a little shanty town. Like
right.
It's
packed.
It's almost like, you know, pictured like Elmwood on a slow night. You know what I mean? Like, it's still kind of, there's shops and there's still city-like feeling to it, but it's not crazy chaos Tokyo electric, as I've said before. That's my impression of all Japanese advertisements.
Yeah, so we spent the whole day yesterday just walking.
Walking in the woods. Temples, the temples.
And you don't know. You're walking, and all of a sudden you see the structure that's kind of symbolizes, like, the arch.
Yeah.
And the stairs, and you go. And you might go in, and it might be, like, a little area, and then you can come back out. Or you go in, and you're stuck in there, and you're out. You come out the other side of town, pretty much.
You're in a whole thing. It when we're walking in the woods, it did seem like it was, feel familiar with it, because we live right around the corner from Art Park with the walking trails in the woods. So it's a very familiar vibe. But then when you look at the details, like, the leaves are smaller on the trees,
tiny.
On the maple trees.
Those Japanese maples.
Yes, the tiny, tiny little leaves. And just, you can see the subtle differences in the plant life.
Yeah.
That definitely makes you feel like you're just in an upgraded version of what we're used to.
Yeah.
Walking around the tall oaks of Lushden.
It is really pretty. It is, we can definitely compare it. You know, you're in your little quaint little village, and then you're in the woods the next second. And then you're seeing a temple the next, you know, it's really cool.
Woods, and then you see the temple. Well, there's the ritual of, there's at the temple. There's like little shrine, candle, then there's a bell, like a steel little bell thing with a big rope hanging down. And you're supposed to ring the bell with your right hand, grab the rope with your right hand, ring the bell, bow twice, clap twice, and then bow once more. And then it brings you good fortune.
Great fortune.
At the bottom it says, throw put some money in the box and make a wish.
They meant to say, it's the translation that brings us great fortune. You know,
it brings them great fortune. Yeah, thanks. I know. And then we were like, oh, this religion is so much different. Then they're like, give us your money. We're like, you're all the same.
There are a lot of those. At first, we didn't know what there were. Like, there are these big troughs, like you would feed an animal in. But then they had the bars on the top.
They have, like, wooden bars on the top. Almost looks like a barbecue.
Right. So, when we're like, okay, it's all made out of wood, and it almost looks like a big fire pit. But then we figured it out. You're supposed to put money in there.
Yeah, we did. And
you saw $1,000.
Yeah, we did. Well, it was 1,000 yen. there was 1,000 yen someone put in, and like you really could have like picked it out. And I was like, and you're like, no, it's a test.
That's and you're going, no, that's my good fortune. That's the it's good like, fortune. No, I don't think so.
That's the thing, because we went to one earlier that morning, and I put, you know, a quarter in or whatever, and then we went to the other one, and there was right there, and I was like, that's the good fortune. That's the payback.
No, that was our full day. I mean, that was just walking, and then we came back to the hotel here. And then we went to dinner.
Yeah, we went to that.
In awesome. The hotel.
You see, our theme is just we rushed through. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Temples, religion, thousands of years of culture. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Food. Let's get to the food. Well, no, what was the one temple? Oh, I forgot what it was called, but it was really cool. It's the one that boasts, like, you know, one of the oldest wooden Buddha's statues.
Or, oh,
like,
yeah.
It was really something. Yeah. I don't really know.
It's you can't even express these temples and the feeling
you
get
when you go in there, and the incense and just the peace and the
how ornamental everything is.
I mean, I'm trying to be entertaining, which means I mean my only way of knowing how to be entertaining is just by being an asshole. Really, when I'm in these places, it's just I get quiet, and it's I just have an immense respect for that, for all of that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't see anything like that. I've never seen anything like that.
No. I mean, you know, this religion's religion. I have my weird feelings about it. But this, the meditation, the Buddhism, the... I could get into this.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems... It's a lot non-threatening. There doesn't seem to be a us and them feeling about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's more personal humanity, enlightenment in general, not just like this is our religion and everything else is wrong and we need to fight against the evildoers. There's no fight in this. There's no hostility and there's no tension in this. It's more just self-fulfillment instead of fulfillment of a group.
Right. You're working on yourself.
Yes.
So that you're a better person. Not trying to make somebody else a better person. You're making yourself a better person.
Which in turn will make everything around you better.
Yeah.
Here we go. I think we're starting to get it. All right, forget that. The food. the food. We got back, and there's really nice. Like, we weren't just the lame, like, let's just go down to the deli at the counter and get a sample. Like, there's really nice restaurants here.
And there's a lot here.
Look over. Yeah, this whole place is totally made for weddings. There's a bridal shop here. There's a salon here. There's like a whole production studio to do like a wedding video. Like, this is definitely a wedding
a destination place, and it's so pretty. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it is very pretty. So we went to I don't remember what the restaurant was called.
I don't either.
Walked into the first one.
Yeah.
And we got all dolled
our
up.
Our table you looked was
all
so
pretty.
Cute.
Yeah, we got all dolled up, but we were just so exhausted.
Right.
But we were like, no, we have to push. Because it's so, like, you know, we get up super early, and then we walk the whole city all day. And
oh,
then,
yeah. We didn't take any cabs yesterday. No, we were going to take a rickshaw, but it didn't, the timing didn't work out. Yeah,
and we saw the guy was walking, like, with two.
Yeah.
Like, I explained these women were, their husbands had some business in Kyoto, and they sent them out for the day, because these two broads were just sitting on the rickshaw, yapping, while the poor guy walked and pulled them up a hill. I just couldn't do that. I couldn't be that guy. I would either be getting out and helping the dude, or I would just be like, no, don't go up the hill, because he would take a left, and then we'd see he's going up the hill, and we'd be like, no, don't, dude, just don't, no, come on, do you want to coffee or something? I couldn't do that, but these bras didn't have a problem with it, so that kind of turned me off in the rickshaw.
I've never been on a rickshaw with a person pulling it. I did with a bicycle, and that seemed fine, because, you know, it's not so hard. No, there was a person, but pulling something with a bicycle is easier.
Oh yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And it was a flat street.
We didn't take no rickshaw, we walked constantly. And then we did find our way back to the hotel, got a little lost. We weren't lost, we were just walking along the water the wrong way. We tried to follow the stream.
Yeah.
And we did eventually walk all the way back.
So it's dark. We're along
it's
the
like
canal.
7 o'clock.
Right.
We're exhausted.
It's dark. It's 7. We're walking along the canal, and there's girls in their uniforms riding in their bikes, and kids, young kids. I mean, there are definitely, you would not see that in some parts of, New York. No one's sending their kids out.
Yeah, that's where I was starting to, because, when we're not 100% sure on where we are, and it's getting dark, and we're in a strange city, and we're obviously not from here. Like, if we're in Europe, we can throw on a funny accent and pretend like we're locals, you know what I mean? Because we're white people, yeah. We're from here. But when we're there, it's pretty goddamn obvious that we are not from around here, are you, boy?
Yeah, when you see little kids running around and playing, it's like, wow.
Okay,
like,
we're not you're, in
we're
shit.
Fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Old lady, like, there was an old lady, like, waiting at the bus stop. I'm like, she's been here long enough to know where not to go at night.
Right.
So it wasn't scary. It was very peaceful. What we've said before is it's a big, massive city, like, on a scale of which I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so peaceful, it's so clean, it's so quiet, it's so nice, it's non-threatening, much like their religions.
And we were saying that about Tokyo, too, but to compare the two, this is quaint compared to Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo is a little more in-your-face crazy, and in certain parts.
Tokyo is more concrete, but pretty.
Yes.
I don't know, I can't explain
it. It's pretty, but
it.
It's more modern. This is a little
beautiful.
This is a little more vintage.
Yeah.
This is vinyl.
We walked a lot, but I was looking at the map this morning and I was reading about it. A bicycle would get you, you would need a bicycle to do this entire
place,
in a day or two. Like, if you really wanted to get around.
We can't even walk down the street without almost killing each other, walking into a car, getting hit by it. Imagine us on a bike.
No, I know.
You're just getting a hit because you would keep riding into me.
Yeah.
And then I would just be going too fast. And
yeah, we would probably crash.
Yeah,
you're right.
It would be dangerous.
We should walk.
Yes. Let's keep it. Let's start slow here. Baby steps.
Part two of this episode will be available next week at triphackers.net.
This has been a production of the Thermopolis Podcast Network.
Find more podcasts, music, and videos at thermopolis.com.